What if there were a cottage on the top of a mountain away from everything? What if you spent the night there and at 4 a.m. you heard a strange noise like the Hollywood flying saucer whirling, and it was not the refrigerator going out? What if you got out of bed, went to the window, looked across the moonlit leaf shadows twirling on the drive, saw nothing but beauty, and was about to go back to bed when, above the treetops, a brilliant moon-sized light popped on, traveled 3 football fields to the right, and arced down as if going into the earth, then popped out? What if you saw that? What if you experienced that? What if you knew it was not a dream because your feet were freezing, so you dove back under the covers? What if you went to sleep and the flying saucer sound started up again, irritating you awake, so you flounced over and went back to sleep? What if the whirling noise woke you up yet a third time and really ticked you off? What if you threw on your shoes and robe, flung yourself out the door into the middle of the driveway, and let go with a loud, belligerent, "What do you want? Why are you waking me up?" In the silence of no answer, you look up and the universe is yours. An infinity of starlight crowns your mountain. Stunned, you experience being a speck of light on the outside edge of a small galaxy, one among billions, and your irritation is deflated by humility. You take a deep breath and feel the love for who and where you are. You appreciate the eyes to see the glory of the heavens. You're thrilled with the body that can dance in the moonlight. From the depth of your soul, "Thank you" glows through you. After a moment of flooding gratitude, you start back to the cottage. What if, again, the same bright disk of light suddenly pops on, travels to the right again, and arcs down as if going into the earth again, then pops out? An exact repeat of the first event. Rooted to the drive you are. Brain washed clean of all erroneous extraterrestrial notions, you stand, eyes wide with realization. They woke you up on purpose so they could show you that they are real. A smile sneaks up from your heart as a connection bonds you to the once impossible dream, now an experiential fact. An all-encompassing thank you echoes through the vastness of your mind, and you know, deeper than thought, that it is received. What if all that actually happened to you? How would you think about who and what you might be? How would your thinking alter to affect your life? Who would you become, knowing, proof positive, that intelligent beings voluntarily, on purpose, contacted you in a way that would not startle or frighten you, evidently just to let you know they exist and they're here? And they are transdimensional, instantly exploding your whole understanding of reality. How might that knowing change you? What if you suddenly experience the cosmos at your feet, your consciousness flying way past the back of beyond in a heartfelt sense of kindred, light family, waving welcome home flags. Ouch, that stretches everything I own. What if this intentional contact is preparing us for the next step? What if it's getting us all ready to meet our cousins? What if?